This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Congress passed and President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday night to keep the government funded until December 3rd, avoiding a midnight shutdown. The legislation maintains current funding levels across government agencies. It also includes $28.6 billion for states suffering from hurricanes and wildfire damage and $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving here to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month. Avoiding a shutdown was just one of the items on a busy congressional agenda. Democratic leaders of the U.S. House of Representatives delayed a planned vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that had been set for Thursday, bowing to the party Progressives, who had demanded action on a larger social policy bill first. With razor-thin margins, majorities, that is, in Congress, Democrats cannot afford to lose many votes if they want to pass their agenda. They are unlikely to win much support from House of Republicans eager to take back the majority in the 2022 congressional elections. North Korea test fired an anti-aircraft missile, its fourth set of launches in September, using allegedly new missile technology, according to the country's state media. The Korean Central News Agency posted a single picture of the newly developed anti-air missile fired Thursday using a mobile launch vehicle from an undeclared location. Most of the tests appear aimed at making North Korea short-range missiles harder to detect and to intercept. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote.